Markets begin the week navigating a combination of escalating geopolitical risk, a hawkish repricing of the Federal Reserve outlook, and growing questions around the durability of the AI-led equity rally. The dominant macro story remains the Middle East. Iran and Israel have exchanged direct strikes with additional missile launches from Yemen, keeping investors focused on escalating risks across the region. While markets continue to take some comfort from ongoing U.S. efforts to de-escalate tensions and President Trump's insistence that an Iran deal remains within reach, the risk premium embedded in energy markets has risen materially. The sharp rise in oil is arriving at an uncomfortable time for central banks. Friday's exceptionally strong U.S. employment report reinforced the message that the U.S. economy remains resilient and forced a significant hawkish repricing across rate markets. Investors are now pricing a meaningful probability that the Fed may need to tighten policy further before year end, particularly if elevated energy prices begin feeding through to inflation expectations. U.S. Treasury yields have moved higher with a 10-year back above 4.5%, while this week's U.S. CPI release becomes the key event risk for global markets. In FX, the U.S. dollar remains broadly supported by the combination of higher yields and reduced expectations for Fed easing. Dollar-yen remains a critical market focus, with traders closely monitoring Japanese official rhetoric and intervention risks as yield spreads continue to favor the dollar despite stronger Japanese growth data. Equity markets are showing signs of fatigue after an extended rally. U.S. index futures are attempting to stabilize following Friday's technology-led sell-off, but concerns around are growing that positions in AI relative names has become increasingly stretched. Nevertheless, underlying macro growth remains supportive, preventing a more aggressive risk-off move for now. Looking ahead, markets are likely to remain highly sensitive to headlines from the Middle East, developments around U.S.-Iran negotiations, and Wednesday's U.S. CPI report. For now, the combination of elevated oil prices, stronger U.S. data, and higher yields continues to argue for a cautious but not yet defensive market backdrop. That's all for now.